The letters and emails are arriving by the dozens at City Hall. They're from people who don't agree with the proposed anti-discrimination ordinance that would prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity, and veteran status. The ordinance would apply to the city's hiring practices and anyone who contracts a project with the city. But many people say the ordinance discriminates against traditional Christian beliefs. One man wrote Mayor Julian Castro's office to say he is appalled and noted that protections for gender identity and sexual orientation are, quote, a bit much. He said when his family vacations next month, he was going to visit San Antonio, but is now instead going to Nashville. Why spend my hard-earned money in a place where my Christian views are being stepped on, he concluded. In a response, a San Antonio employee informed the writer that Nashville has had non-discrimination policies in place since 2011. Castro says there was a lot of misinformation about the ordinance.
San Antonio is the last big city to actually enact a non-discrimination ordinance like this. So I hope that folks will actually wait for the final draft of the proposal before they make a judgment on it.
The city says the ordinance does not add new employment regulations on businesses that do not contract with the city. It also does not require businesses to provide domestic partner benefits to their employees. The ordinance will be discussed by the City Council more this month and could head for a final vote in September. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.